Finally. God, you will not believe the day I had at work today. No, bad. Very bad. A circus must have invaded my workplace because all of my coworkers are clowns, my God. Of course I'm gonna tell you about it. It's not like I would say something like that and just leave it there. Besides, I know you like hearing about all the gossip. Oh, I'm mistaken, am I? My bad. I guess if you don't want to hear about it, then I'll just have to go and find someone else to tell all of today's secrets to. That's what I thought. Scoot over now and let me get next to you. Yeah, I know it's your bed, but I want to cuddle. Come on, you know that I like cuddling after a hard day. Just let me get in bed already. Why would that be weird? We cuddle all the time. Oh, right. I guess we usually do cuddle on the couch, huh? Well, then this will be better since we're not squished on the couch, right? No, I don't think it's weird at all. It's just hanging out in your room on your bed while we cuddle. It's just like doing what we always do, but we'll be on your bed so we have the pillows and blankets. It's just our usual cuddling, but better, since we'll be more comfortable. But if you'd really prefer to cuddle on the couch, then I guess that'll work too. Yeah, really, I just really need someone to hold right now, and you're my very person to cuddle, so I want it to be you. Of course you are. Who else would I cuddle with? Everyone else annoys me except you. Hey, don't look so smug over there. Wipe that smirk off your face. You know you're way better than everyone else, so don't go around thinking you're special now. I mean, clearly you are, since I approve of you, but there's no need to get a big ego about it. Yeah. Now move over. The consequences of being special are that I get to cuddle you. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna beg. Just let me cuddle you already. I just said that I'm not begging you. I will bribe you, though. I'll buy groceries this week. How about that? Whatever you want, you just let me know and I'll get it for you when I get to the store. How's that sound? I mean, I only have so much money, especially if you still want my half of the rent, but sure, whatever you want. Yeah, really. Just write it down or text it to me or whatever, and I'll do it. But let me cuddle you already. You're really just trying to push my buttons, huh? You better thank your lucky stars that you're so damn cute. Now, listen close, because I'm only gonna say it once, got it? Can I please cuddle with you? my god, finally. Thank you. Now, scoot over and let me get under the blankets. There we go. Come here. Get closer to me. Closer than that. I want you to wrap your arms around me so I can bury my face in your neck. Because you smell nice and your neck is warm and your shoulder makes for a very comfy pillow. Nope, you're the best. The best, most cuddly pillow in the whole world. No one else even comes close. I promise. It doesn't matter. You're the best, really. Definitely the best. I'm absolutely positive that I'm not gonna meet anyone who's a better pillow than you. Hell, I can barely find anyone that I can stand being around for a few seconds, let alone someone who I can cuddle with like this. What I mean is that I'm not looking for anyone to date because I already have you. Hmm? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Because that doesn't make sense. Why would I date someone else when I already have you? You look so flustered right now. What are you surprised about? Of course I'm serious. Why would I want to date someone else when I have you right here in my arms? Do I really need to spell it out for you? You're lucky that I like you so much. More than like, actually. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm saying. When I tell you that you're the only person that doesn't annoy me and that you're the only person I like hanging out with, I mean it. Really. And what I'm actually saying when I tell you all those things is that I want you. I only want you. Come on now. Don't look so shy, baby. You don't have to act like you don't feel the same way. Hey. You're holding your breath like you're scared. Are you expecting something bad to happen? Yeah? Like what? Baby. I wouldn't do something like that to you. I know that I can be very mean to other people, but you're different. I promise, and I like you way too much to do anything like that. I promise I'm serious about this. I'm serious about how I feel for you. Can you please look at me, baby? That's it. Look at me with those gorgeous eyes of yours. See? Nothing to be scared of. It's just me. You know, your favorite roommate ever and the coolest person you know. Maybe even the coolest person of all time. But the jury's still out on that one. There's that smile I love so much. So damn cute. Yeah. Very cute. Everything about you is adorable, but especially your smile. I do. I mean it with every fiber of my being. Yeah, I mean that too. I want you so bad that I can barely handle it. I want you to be mine. Your eyes lit up at that. Do you want that too, baby? I love to hear that. You wanna know something crazy? Ever since the first day that I got into this apartment and I met you, you were just so cute. I barely knew you, of course. We were fresh roommates. It was very scary, to be fair. I was a girl moving in with some guy that I knew nothing about. Yeah, it could have gone many ways if you think about it. If I'm honest with you, I was very hesitant about coming here. Even the first day when we were about to meet, I was still doubting and thinking to myself, what if he's a creep, or what if he's weird to me, what if I just not go? I was thinking that to myself like a minute before meeting you, but then I thought, well, I'm already here, so might as well. And if it goes wrong, I guess you can always back down or something. So I pushed through and I went and met you, and I'm so glad that I did. When I saw you in that coffee shop, the first ever day that we were gonna meet, you were so cute and so handsome. Honestly, I didn't expect it at all, but I was taken so back. I saw you sitting on that table and I was like, there's no way that's the guy that I'm looking for. But then you recognized me and came up to me, and I was such a shock and such a relief, to be fair, because you were so nice. You were such a gentleman to me since day one, and we hadn't even moved in, but I already knew that you were gonna be a great roommate. No. Our landlord didn't tell me anything about you. He just said that there was a guy living here and that I should meet you beforehand. So that's what I did, but I really went in completely blind. If you think about it, it was basically a blind date, right? I'm glad it turned out so well, though. Yeah, then we moved in and we became best friends somehow. I don't even know how it happened. It happened so fast. We would watch movies every night and have dinner together and spend hours on end talking about our interests and anything and everything on the couch. Yeah. Like that one time where we stayed up like 4 hours debating about the greatest anime of all time. That still brings a smile out of me. That was so stupid. Oh my god, shut up. No, it's not Attack on Titan, shut up. We're not gonna talk about that again. We decided to let it go. You're so annoying. Stop it. Yeah, I know. It's okay. My point is that we've always had so much fun together, and I don't know how we've never considered becoming more than friends. You have? You never told me about it. What do you mean? You also liked me from the first day? What? What the? You've had a crush on me this whole time? Even if I like Full Metal Alchemist more? That's so nice of you. But really, I had no idea. You were pretty good at hiding, and I feel. You were not? What do you mean? Huh? Yeah, I do remember all those times that you were so nice to me, but I didn't really think much of it. Like, the times when I would be on my period and you would bring flowers and chocolate home and we would spend the night watching movies and you would take care of me, or the times when I worked late and you made dinner for me. Wait a second. You're right. You were literally acting like my boyfriend. Oh my god. I can't believe I never realized that. So, does that mean that you do want to be my boyfriend, like, for real now? Okay. I also do want to be your girlfriend, of course. I've been waiting for this for so long. What? Of course I mean it, baby. What do you mean? What? Don't say that. I'm sure you're gonna be the best boyfriend that I could ask for. Yeah, really. You're literally everything that I want in a boy. What do you mean? You're nice and caring and loving. You take such good care of me whenever I need it, and you're also so thoughtful. All those times that I didn't really tell you that I was feeling down, but of course you can sense it, and you would do whatever it took to make me feel better. You know, nobody has ever done that before for me. You're the first person in my life that cares about me in such a genuine and selfless way. And I couldn't be more grateful to have you by my side. And now, as a couple, we'll be able to do many more things, and we can actually go on dates, and you can meet my parents. We can even do grocery shopping together. That's gonna be so nice. I love you, baby. I really do. There's also many more things that you can do as a couple now. I don't know if you've thought about it before. I definitely have. What do I mean? Come on. Don't tell me you've never dreamed about it. You know exactly what I mean. Yeah. Well, I feel like I've waited too long for those dreams to come true. Will you give me what I want, baby? That's my boy. Come here. God, I needed this so bad. Fuck. Come, baby, get on top of me. Wait. Let me get my shirt off. You like what you see? Have you thought about this before? About seeing me like this under you? Such a naughty boy. Come on, baby, take your clothes off. God, you're so hot. Come on. Give me what I want. I want it right now. Fuck. That feels so good. Keep going, baby. Of course you can touch. You can touch whatever you want. I'm all yours now, you know. You can do whatever you want to me. I can't believe this is actually happening. I dreamed of this so much. Tell me, baby. Had you ever taught yourself to the thought of this? Let me makes me so happy to hear. I was hoping you had to. I needed this so bad. Yeah, keep going. Don't stop, baby. Keep going. Your muscles are so hard. Every time I saw you without a shirt on, God, my mind went everywhere. I can't believe I get to touch everything now. You're so fucking hot. Keep touching me like that. I feel so good. Fuck. Keep going, baby. Come on. Be a good boy and make me feel good. I'm gonna need this so often. You're such a good boy for me.